Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's fall and time for a walk on the prairie's edge. Let's go in-depth with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz.
We're going to walk over to the prairie here at Cordova, and it is just gorgeous in color.
It's turning red.
It's turning reds and purples and earth
yellow
tones, and lots of the yellow forbs are blooming, and there's just so much life. The dragonflies have just been in abundance in the prairie this year, too. So many different species and all kinds of bees and wasps collecting pollen, and it's been just amazing here.
Well, these grasses, Marla, some of them are taller than I am, 7 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. The big blue stem, which sometimes we call turkey's foot, gets 6 feet and above in the prairie. Cordova is getting more beautified, I guess, with the grasslands, and the staff have really put a lot of work in restoring some prairie areas, some with shorter grasses and some with the taller grasses, but the Indian grass and the big blue stem and all the forbs just really attract so many different species of birds and wildlife, as well as insects. The pollination is really important anymore. We're losing a lot of our pollinators, and this is a nice natural area for them to come to, and in abundance, actually.
These grass heads are so loaded. I mean, the seeds, there's hundreds of seeds on one plant.
Mm-hmm.
They're big plumes. They look like feathers.
They are big plumes, but the actual grass itself are in clumps. And so if you would, on a really hot day, take your hand and go into the areas at the lower part, the ground level, and stick your hand in, you will notice how much cooler it is. And so the grasslands actually are something that wildlife really, really need to keep cooler. When you have non-native species that are growing, they tend to die and bunch up and layer up in thatch. And a lot of the birds, like pheasants and quail, get caught up in that, and you can't burn it off regularly. So going the native way, which is the native grasses and native species, they're disease resistant, and they handle our ups and downs on weather very, very well.
More spider webs. Look at that huge spider web over there.
It's a big garden spider right in the center.
Is there?
Yes. They have just been vibrant. They truly have.
The black
have.
And yellow ones.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
See.
We'll see if I can grab a shot for the... Maybe I can. There's a lot of things in the way. A lot of grasses in the way. Yeah.
More in depth after this. I continued my walk on the prairie's edge with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. And beautiful yellows, is that goldenrod?
Goldenrod. There's many species of goldenrod here. And a lot of the soldier goldenrod bugs, their actual beetles, are just by the hundreds on the goldenrods, as well as, of course, different bees and things to pollinate, too. But the boneset is an herb, and it's kind of a white flowering plant that really attracts different species of
is
butterflies. Yeah, and there's a big group over here.
Small little flower.
Small little heads. Flowers, kind of in a spindle. And you see it growing a lot along the roadsides that have done some reestablishment. But the butterflies just absolutely adore the Bonnesat. That's something that we look for every year. And the monarchs need that for migration. So they really need to feed in abundance.
Well, I thought they just ate off milkweed. That's not right.
That's the larval source.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep, they need that milkweed as the larval source. And so all through their caterpillar stages, that's what they feed on prior to becoming, you know, the butterfly. We have different coreopsis and sunflowers here
that
really
yellows.
Seem to grow in the wetter part of the prairie. And this is such a unique plant here. This is called sneezeweed. And it is
actually...
You're going
to make me test it?
No, actually, I haven't had any problems with it, but I noticed that they do sell that as a perennial in different colors now, but it grows in huge clumps and...
Beautiful yellow.
...shrubs. It is. It's almost like a button.
I detect no aroma.
Nope.
No sneezing.
They seem to have, you know, that aster like effect on the petals below the rounded center, which is a little bit different. It's almost like maybe a little mini cone flower, only in an aster looking petal. And the asters too, the New England asters, the bluish purple ones, and the snow asters, which are the white ones, are... Oh, there's a monarch there. He's...
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of... They're not flying very high right now, but they're still drying off. The prairie is so wet with all this dew that their wings are still pretty heavy, so they'll have to find a place to dry off. But this is easily gotten to.
Oh, yeah.
And usually it's like the prairie is moving after 10 o'clock of a morning, pretty much, if it gets warmed up. But we have partridge pea that's went to seed, big blue stem, little blue stem, Indian grass.
Now, who's been sleeping here, you think?
Actually, we have a lot of deer that bed in the prairie.
Mm-hmm.
We do. And the turkeys utilize this prairie quite a lot, too, to get from one place to another.
Well, before we set up, how many did we see turkeys?
We saw a mom and 11 little ones. Yeah.
They're not so little
anymore. Not so little anymore. We do have little ones here. They just ran a little bit late. I don't know if it was good weather or they lost their first clutch. But it kind of varies in ages, kind of like with the deer this year. You know, it's just random. We've got, there goes the monarch here. He's headed back towards.
Is that one of the ones that go all the way to Mexico?
Yes, yes. This generation are the migratory monarchs that actually leave for Mexico.
Well, this one doesn't look in any big hurry.
No, and in the past, I've taken pictures of numerous, maybe 50 monarchs in one spot along this edge here of the prairie. And the last 2 years, it's been down. You'll see one here and one there. You don't see the clump so much anymore. And I know we're really having difficulty with the monarchs and the larval plants that seem to, well, it's basically the Roundup Ready process that we don't have the milkweed, you know. Mm-hmm. It just kind of kills out their larval source. And it's this generation that fly to Mexico and stay, and then as they return and begin returning, eggs are laid to begin the spring generation. But it's just one of those awesome things that happen. Who would think a butterfly would fly all the way to Mexico and migrate that far? But they think that years and years ago that the monarch is a tropical type of butterfly that cannot handle the cold, and so it's just kind of been their nature to leave the Midwest and head to Mexico.
More in depth after this.
I continued my walk on the prairie's edge with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz.
Also, the more important these kinds of places are to help preserve the species.
Yes. And not just the butterflies, but the bees. We need the pollinators. We really need to pay attention to, you know, all those species that pollinate. We might not look at them as being a wanted or desired species, but, you know, it's very important for our croplands, for just about everything.
All of our vegetables.
Vegetables, flowers, you name it. It's everything needs to be pollinated. You know, bats are even pollinators, too. In other areas, you kind of think about our bananas and some of our fruits. We wouldn't have our fruits if it weren't for pollinators, you know. Yeah. And our fruits here, apples, peaches.
So how many acres of wild grasslands do you think there are in the county? Any idea?
I don't really know. Things have been changing in the last 10 years pretty rapidly. A lot of the conservation organizations have really been focusing on restoring grasslands, and it's got more than one benefit. It's not just for the pollinators, but it also sets aside some of our soil to let it rest and build back up again. Prairies are what gave us our rich soil to begin with. And if we set it aside and let the soil rest, maybe we can rejuvenate some of that topsoil. It also holds soil to keep from the sedimentation issues. You can bale it. I mean, it's just used for everything. It's native grasses. It's something that was a benefit here in the state of Iowa. And the root system is tremendously deep. We're talking as tall as it is on top of the ground. It's probably that and more below the ground. So you're looking at, you know, 6 to 10 to 12 feet root system sometimes on these grasses that just wave and go. But even though we restore the prairies in different areas and have them here, they're beautiful to look at, they're wonderful to be around, they have their significant benefits to the environment, but a true prairie, we couldn't really know what the true prairies looked like 200 years ago for another 100 years. I mean, that's how long it would take for the actual prairie to rejuvenate itself back to its native way.
Well, and here at Cordova Park, this grassland, our listeners probably been hearing the vehicles go by. All you have to do is stop, come in, relax, take off your work and home burdens, and enjoy.
You do, and you don't even have to walk within the grasslands. You know, there's so many different types of bird species here moving through, and you can walk along the edge. I've went through 13 different species of butterflies just by walking the edge, and numerous insects, and just, it's great for pictures. If anybody would like to come and just have your picture taken next to the prairie, it's magnificent with the color, the fall color.
Well, and it's a spiritual experience too, isn't it?
Very much, very much. You know, some of us really need that time and connection to different areas at different times of our life. And the aromas, when the bergamot and some of the other forbs are blooming, it just takes you away. You really don't even know you're in Iowa, to be honest with you, because it's almost like a spa, you know. It's minty, it's fragrant, it's relaxing, and you just have things, you know, that you don't see anywhere else in any other type of habitat. Earlier this year, the swallowtails, there were at least 50 swallowtails just in one little spot, and I took the camera out, and they were so close, and even landing on near the camera, it's like I can't even take pictures. They're too close, you know, but it's just amazing what you can see when you just take a moment, take an hour. We took maybe a half an hour into the woodlands, and we took a half an hour out in the prairie, and we could count an abundance, you know, of what we viewed just in that short period of time.
and I'm revitalized and feel wonderful and ready to take on the world.
Yes, it does. It starts your day out great. Even though it was foggy this morning, the dew on the grass is beautiful.
Thanks to Marla Mertz for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.